Well, hello, friendly listeners. This is Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health Products, and this is called Let's Talk Health. Now, the irony of the being called Let's Talk Health today is the fact that I'm dealing with allergies. So I probably sound a little congested, but, you know, that's just, we've had lots of Santa Ana weather. And for those of you who don't know what a Santa Ana is, it's when we get warm weather, which that part's nice. I mean, you can get up to the 70s or 80s, but the fire department doesn't like it because it's very dry, and all of the wind that accompanies the heat comes over the desert. And so lots and lots of stuff flies, you know, by, and, you know, you go outside and you breathe it, and, of course, it irritates, and, you know, your nose starts running, that kind of thing. But in any event, that's no excuse. We're all unlimited. So today we're going to have a very interesting subject, which I think everyone will enjoy, and hopefully everyone will utilize. You know, one of the purposes of the calls Let's Talk Health is to give information that all of us can use. And just so you know, when I look this stuff up and I, you know, do my own research and all, I probably benefit as much, if not more, from what I find out than you guys do. Because, I mean, we're all learning together, and that's what's really cool. You know, it's the way it works. Now, I want to start off by reading a very interesting quote. I think you'll find that this is a quote from a doctor, and this doctor obviously is not of the present generation. In fact, this is someone who was around, I believe, about 60, 70 years ago. And this was a doctor that was both a holistic and supposedly conventional, because there's always value in everything. Okay, but here's the quote that I found. This is very interesting. "The unlimited power of God is working behind all methods of healing, whether physical, mental, or vital. This fact must never be forgotten, for if one depends upon the method and not upon God, he automatically hinders and limits the free flow of the healing power." Now, I think we'll all be very familiar with the fact that, first of all, you very rarely hear the term God spoken along with healing. And so that's why I thought this was a really interesting quote, because it just shows you where we've, you know, where we've come from. And I think we're going back there, but it's going to take some time. Now, one of the main reasons that the topic for tonight is how to get more out of Purium Health Products. In other words, what can we do to get more value out of them? Now, I can tell you from my own experience that I have talked to people, like, for example, pretty hardcore diabetics, and they have taken a scoop of greens for, you know, 2 days to a week, and they experience amazing results. I mean, their blood sugar starts to get under control. They do improve their eating habits, but not 100%. But they are they're happy, and they can see that it's working, and their doctor is happy that it's working. So there's also people that I have talked to who are not even hardcore diabetics. I mean, they're borderline, and they've been using Scoop of Greens for anywhere between a week and 3 months, and they say, "Well, I don't think this really does anything for me." Well, what's the reason? And that's really what we're talking about here. Now, back in the 1980s, scientists actually were able to determine, and these are scientists actually in the Soviet Union, and they were researching electromagnetic radiation that was called cyan bioplasma. that's given off by the human body. And they've charted the effects of different stimuli on that radiation. So in other words, this bioplasm is the barometer that has a lot to do with the healing response. So in other words, the more bioplasm that gets detected, the faster the person heals, no matter what the problem is, you know, whether it be a cut or, you know, diabetes or whatever, okay? And so what they were interested in was finding out what actually had the most effect on the bioplasm, which would make sense. I mean, it's a good type of clinical study. They wanted to see what kinds of things would positively affect the bioplasm. And so this is the part that's very, very interesting and quite surprising. The first thing that they found was that chemicals such as adrenaline had the weakest effect. So in other words, using the typical allopathic drug didn't do anything to stimulate bioplasm, which I think we all sort of have an idea that that's true. Okay. Massage of acupuncture points had the next strongest effect, followed by electrical stimulation and exposure to mild laser light. So look where we're going with this. We start off with something that's relatively gross in behavior, a chemical, which has very little effect, and then we go to massaging acupuncture points, followed by electrical stimulation, so we're getting more subtle in the energy, and then exposure to mild laser light, which is you know, rather subtle. But the most powerful of all, as observed in the bioplasm, now this is very interesting, folks, so I want you to pay close attention. Okay, the most powerful of all, as observed by changes in the actual bioplasm, is human volition. Now, for those of you who are not quite sure what volition is, it's willpower. It's actually a stronger word than willpower. So in other words, if the subject quietly directs his thought toward a specific part of the body, the bioplasm shows corresponding changes. So in other words, they concluded that willpower is that which changes thought into energy. Excuse me, I had to blow my nose. I have an allergy. So obviously my bioplasm, I've got to get it kicking into gear here. So the reason why this is so crucial is this is really what has been talked about for many, many years. Which is why people practice yoga, why they talk about concepts like prana, because that's what bioplasm corresponds to. It's the actual life force energy that's in the body. And so that is pretty significant. Now, does this mean that you don't really need to take your scoop of greens if you have diabetes? Well, no, it doesn't mean that at all. Because the body is a physical gross substance. And, you know, if we had highly, highly advanced thought where we could direct energy and even nutrient production within our cell metabolism, we wouldn't have to eat anything. But there's not too many of us who can do that. I'm sure there are some folks out in the world here, so, you know, who knows. But in any event, so we still need to be consuming things that the body recognizes as food. Because like they said, when they used things like adrenaline and other chemicals, those had absolutely no effect on the situation whatsoever, on the bioplasm. So if you consume something that's organic, something that is close to nature, that, in other words, resonates with your body the way nature intended it to, and you combine that with proper thought, proper willpower, actually directing energy to where it needs to go, you will see significant improvement over someone else who just simply drinks the stuff. So it's pretty significant. It's very, very significant. Now, the reason why I think this is important to share is because, you know, so many people out there, all they do is they talk the hype about whatever they're selling, whether it be colloidal silver or, you know, organic coffee or whatever it is. Well, it's obvious from the research that the Soviets did a number of years ago that consuming things that are closest to the natural order are resonating with the same energy that the healing response needs, that the bioplasm needs. So that's why you want to consume whole food rather than white flour. You know, that's why you want to consume real pink Himalayan salt rather than Morton's, you know, white salt. Same thing. Because once something has been extracted and taken apart, in itself, it lacks the integrity that can be recognized by the organism that's taken it in, which means that the bioplasm obviously is going to suffer because it's confused. It doesn't know really what it's doing. Okay, so this is why this is very, very important. Now, if any of you want to find out more, about this, there's a great book out, and I'm not going to tell you that it's fascinating reading. I've read part of it. It's called The Body Electric, Electromagnetism and the Foundation of Life, and it was written by Robert Becker, MD, who's a professor of medicine at the State University of New York. And they actually came away with the fact that there was one fundamental force that heals. Although myriad schools of medicine all have their favorite ways of conjoining it into action. So in other words, this bioplasm can be stimulated by a number of methods, as the Soviets discovered. And using methods that are the most subtle, obviously thought, gives you the most powerful and the most practical instantaneous type of results. So see, if I had absolute control right now over the bioplasm, which obviously I don't, I could stop the allergic reaction that I'm experiencing, because I'm having a histamine reaction to all this junk that's been in the air. Now, that in itself isn't necessarily bad because it's flushing the stuff out of me. Okay, so that part's good. But still, you know, it can be inconvenient, and I should be able to, if I had real control over it, I could turn it on and off. Okay. So, I obviously am not at that point. But the base fact of this is, if we constantly remember that what heals is a very subtle life-tronic force that is present within our body, it's already there. And when you get quote-unquote diseased, which of course means out of balance, well, what's out of balance? What's out of balance is that bioplasm, that life-tronic force. And so whatever you have to do to stimulate that to proper activity is going to give you the best results the fastest. And like I said, they determined that the fastest results came by implementing natural whole food types of elements with strong positive thoughts, willpower, and using that willpower to direct the healing energy to where it needs to go. And so that's really the secret. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you think about it. It's very powerful. So in other words, somebody that is dealing with a joint dysfunction, if they take Joint Flex, which of course has the greenlit muscle powder and the velvet antler and, you know, some Ayurvedic herbs, so it is a food, you know, property, and they combine that with visualizing the life energy going to that part of the body where there is either inflammation or pain, then obviously it's going to quicken the whole process, you know, light speed. And that's what's really cool. So you can apply that to just about anything. I mean, I've talked to dozens of people, and this is a good example because this one, here's two examples that of people that I talk to on a regular basis. I get lots of folks with acid reflux. And of course, I usually tell them, well, if you sip like the barley juice when you're having the symptom, it often will help it to go away. If you combine that with chewing your food, eating slowly, you know, staying away from the processed foods, especially the coffee and the alcohol and the white flour and the white sugar. And I would say 30-40% of those people, no matter how carefully I explain it to them, they'll call back 2 days or 2 weeks later and say to me, this doesn't work. And of course, then I start asking questions and I say, okay, are you chewing your food slowly? Well, I'm trying to. Are you eating in a quiet, relaxed environment? Well, I can't always do that. Are you staying away from coffee, alcohol, soda pop, and sugar? Well, most of the time. Okay, so based on those answers, that's why the barley juice did not relieve his acid reflux symptoms. I've talked to other people that I give the same litany to, and I just say, you know, you got to slow down, you got to eat calmly, you know, don't multitask, don't try to do something else while you're eating. Worst thing, multitasking, by the way, is the worst thing anyone can do. It's not a sign of intelligence, it's a sign of ADD. People can't concentrate. That's what that is. But anyhow, people that simply just do their best to follow the instructions, sip the barley, usually within a day or two, their symptoms are completely gone. I mean, completely gone. They're happy campers. Same thing true with cherry juice. There's probably two categories of people who use cherry juice. One category, which is probably the most popular one, are people with gout. And it does have the ellagic acid, which helps to flush out the toxin from the joint, which then, you know, relieves the gout situation and the swelling. And people will usually see very quick results if they simply lay off of all the meat they've been eating, you know, and the processed foods and the stress and, you know, and so on and so forth. So I would say a good number of people can take one or two servings of cherry juice And within a day or two, they know it's working. There are other people that take it for 2 or 3 weeks, this stuff doesn't work. So in other words, in order to make anything work for us, we have to cooperate with the laws. It's just that simple. Now, of course, the other group of people using cherry juice are the people who are taking it for the melatonin to help them with sleep. And the same thing. Some people can take one dose and they have a great night's sleep. Excuse me. And another group can take 3 or 4 doses, which is actually too much for their stomach, and they still don't fall asleep, but they have stomach ache. Why is the difference? Well, if you go back and you start talking to these people, you find out that it's like having your foot on the gas and the brake pedal at the same time. It doesn't work. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to follow through. That is the secret. Now, the other thing that these people discovered, and we have talked about this a number of times, but it bears repeating endless times, is one of the biggest factors that controls how fast the bioplasm can increase and start the healing mechanism is stress. Stress is like a huge wet blanket on the bioplasm. It just shuts it down. So let's ask ourselves, how many people feel stressed? Most people feel stressed. And there are people who say, well, I'm not stressed, but then if you start asking them to do an inventory of their body and how many muscles are in a relaxed state when they're sitting down, they sheepishly say, well, I guess I'm not relaxed. I'm tense. And this is a huge part of the problem. So, to review what we're saying here, and this is crucial. I mean, this is probably one of the most important pieces of information that you can take and utilize. That what we are trying to do, the healing response, I've been saying this for years. The FDA says that we can't claim that we have a product that will cure anything. And guess what? They're absolutely correct. But they don't tell you something else. There's no drug that will cure anything. There's no medical doctor that can cure anything. I mean, you got a broken bone, and you go get it set, and that's good by a good orthopedic surgeon, but that orthopedic surgeon doesn't help the bone knit. The bioplasm does that. Okay? So this is where the rubber meets the road, folks, and this is why it's so crucial to keep this ever-present in your consciousness, because this is what causes the healing response. And it is the only thing that heals. And whatever you can do to stimulate it through positive thought, through eating a whole food diet, by drinking clean water, by breathing fresh air, doing deep breathing, all these things will help the bioplasm to work better. But none of those things heal anything. Fresh air won't heal. Sunshine itself doesn't even heal, although there are people who say it does. Well, no, the sunshine is stimulating the bioplasm, and it does it very well. So that's a real good thing. And that's still the best way to get vitamin D3, is have some sun hit your skin. And remember not to wash the sun-exposed skin for 36 hours with soap. Just rinse it off, because otherwise you defeat the purpose of sitting in the sun. It takes the body about 36 hours to convert the vitamin D into what your body can use. So what really heals is what no one ever talks about. It has been actually isolated, and it's been measured by scientists the first group were the folks in the Soviet Union. It's been measured since then in the United States, in Germany, in Australia. And they've even gone so far as to measure the difference between someone who's alive and someone who's dead in terms of the difference in weight. And they concluded that was bioplasm. Some people want to say it's the soul. Well, the soul may be the bioplasm. I mean, maybe it's just a feature of that. Because the bioplasm is intelligent energy. It's not just willy-nilly. It's incredibly intelligent. Okay, so that's the powerful information that you have to not only take home with you, but this will be archived in the back office, and I strongly recommend that you share this information with as many people as you can, especially with those people that you've had problems with, who've used the product, and they say, oh, this doesn't really work. Okay, well, the product works. What didn't work is they didn't cooperate with the healing force, and that's what's got to happen. So, friends, I really enjoyed being with you, and I hope that this has been useful and worthwhile. And like I said, please share this, and I always welcome feedback from people. So if you have comments or questions, what you like, what you don't like, always let me know. And, of course, you can reach me at 800-962-5433. Or ask phpdoc@gmail.com. And my information, of course, is on the website. And on the 28th, we will be back again with you, and we will be discussing simple New Year resolutions that can really have a dramatic impact on your life that we can follow through with, so that on January the 4th, we haven't already given them up, which most people, unfortunately, do. So we're going to come up with some New Year's resolutions that we will be practicing together the entire year. And we're going to do little exercises with them so make sure we're all staying on track. So I hope you'll join me, and I will give you a hint. One of the things we're going to be talking about as a resolution is cooperating with the healing force of our own body. That is so important. So, friends, it's been a pleasure being with you. For those of you who practice practicing Christians, I wish you a very, very wonderful Christmas. For those of you who are Jewish, I wish you a really wonderful Hanukkah, which starts on the 20th of December. And for those of you who believe other things, I wish you the very best, and I hope that you can tune in to the joy of the season, no matter what you happen to believe, because it is a real phenomenon. There's energy in the air that isn't here the rest of the year, and most people can detect that. So God bless, be well, and bye for now.